open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And welcome to a Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The coaching search continues. We're here in Berea to tell you as much about it as we know, as we're finding out. And this is, well, it's been an interesting process. So Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, will stop by to discuss more of it with us. It's interesting until, you know, someone gets hired, and then we'll talk about that. In the meantime, we'll say things are interesting and intriguing, and here's why this guy might make sense, here's why that guy might make sense, and all about, you know, what's being reported, what's being out there. Again, we're not getting any specific, and this show's no different than anyone else in the sense that we're not getting any real specific lists of, okay, these are the people that are out there, but via their agents, almost exclusively the people who represent them, the word does get around. And people are reporting both on a local scale and on a national scale as to the names that are being brought up most recently, like a Rod Chudzinski, who had been here before. Rob has been an offensive coordinator for the Browns and currently Carolina Panthers. So that's a name that we're going to discuss, I'm sure, with Jim Donovan, as well as some of the other names that have been brought up, Mark Trestman, among others. We can't. It's hard to do chapter and verse on everybody because the list just gets unruly from that standpoint. And obviously only one guy is going to get picked, but we'll give our thoughts on those that are out there. Jim Donovan also will talk with us about the defensive line of the Browns. We continue our series of positional reviews from the 2012 season. So we're up to the D-line today, and lots to talk about there. That really was a position generally of strength of this football team. And I think whoever takes over as head coach of the Browns is going to like the line that he has for the most part. How could he not? Lots of talent there, and we'll review that. And you'll hear from one of those D-linemen, Jabal Sheard. He will talk about give a few thoughts on the position group and what his season was all about. His second season in the NFL didn't have the sack numbers he was looking for sure. He thought he would build upon that 8.5 sack season and didn't hit that in his second season, but was a better player against the run, I thought, and in general improved his completeness as a defensive end. And what are his plans for the offseason? What is he doing kind of occupy his time between now and the next time he gets to put on a helmet and, in the offseason, I guess it's a helmet and no pads, but whatever. What happens between now and then? And the uncertainty that all players on this team face to the extent that they don't know who's coaching them next and what it's all about. What's the scheme going to be defensively and so on and so forth. So we'll get that with Jabal Sheard. Your questions and comments, you submit those to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. You also email us at daily@clevelandbrowns.com, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. The Browns Daily Twitter page, by the way, Browns_daily, to check out all the latest on the show. And all of your, should go without saying, but I'll say it. Your questions and comments are all being driven by this coaching search, right? Why not? So Mark from email says, "Hey, Vic, my question is, why don't you or any others in the media ever ask relevant questions at press conferences?" Ouch. He says, "I have this feeling that whenever Mr. Haslam and Mr. Banner introduce the new head coach, they will claim it was the guy they wanted all along, and you media guys will let them get away with that claim." Well, hang on, Mark. Let them get away with that claim. First of all, why is it that when they say, when an owner, and in this case the CEO of a team, say it is the guy they want, the guy they hired and signed to the contract. Why is that not believable? Because it's going to happen. It's already happened in two other places in the NFL. And so the point is what? The Chiefs said they got the guy they really wanted in Andy Reid, whereas some critics of Andy Reid have said, you know, 14 years in one place and it's really done for him, so how can you say that he would be the guy you wanted? I mean, he's a guy who just got fired for not delivering the goods in Philadelphia and really a train wreck of a football team in Philadelphia. And we're not supposed to believe Clark Hunt, their owner, when he said he was the guy they really wanted. We're not supposed to believe the Buffalo Bills when they said that they got their man in Doug Marrone. So when the Browns say it, it's not going to be believable. That's your point, Mark. And I mean, you know how silly and ridiculous that sounds. You want them called out for something that isn't true. If you've hired the guy, you hired the guy you wanted. You hired the guy that met your criteria, what you were looking for. And I'll get into this with Jim Donovan in a little bit as well. But I think it's a silly notion to say that they're getting away with something if they sit up there and say, yep, we're hiring this guy, paying this guy all this money, giving him, you know, the role that he has as a head coach. But, you know, really, it's not who we want to be the head coach. Well, and by the way, you don't get – so if for argument's sake the first choice was a Chip Kelly and he chose instead to stay at Oregon, or the Browns seeing his wishy-washy approach, there's no better way to say that, about possibly becoming an NFL coach and waffling on that, and the Eagles seeing the same thing, the Bills seeing the same thing, at least the two other teams that we know of that had conversations with him. So because he's not the guy, everybody else is not who they, quote, really wanted. That is not how this business works. You have multiple candidates for a reason. You have to, because you can't just target one person. Now, Ken from email says, please suggest Coach Tressel as the new head coach of the Browns. Talking about, of course, Jim Tressel. And Ken, I'm not in the suggestion business. I would tell you that this team, the people handling the hiring here, are well aware of who. Hey, you might want to talk to Jim Tressel. Oh, geez, we never considered that. You know, come on. So I appreciate your offering that. You want a guy like Tressel, who's an iconic figure, certainly, in the state and among, I'm sure, the many crossover fans of Browns and Buckeyes. I like the guy. I think Jim Tressel, and I know he did some work with the Colts. I think that name would certainly make a lot of sense. Is he in consideration? Is he on a list? We haven't seen any reports to that effect. Does not mean that's not the case, just because you haven't heard about it. But and I don't know what his interest level would be, but we'll let the thing play out. But I'm sharing that because it's just it's sharing what the kind of feedback we're hearing here from you, from the fans, from the listeners. All right, in about 2 minutes. Going to have a conversation with Jim Donovan. He is the voice of the Browns, and we're going to talk some coaching search with him. And a little later in the show, we'll talk some D-line positional review with him of the 2012 D-line situation on the Browns. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What? No car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
House Rules, brought to you by Maxwell House. Nobody messes up your coffee order when you make it. A great cup of coffee doesn't require a cardboard sleeve. If you want a grande, get the big mug out of the dishwasher. Drinking coffee in your bathrobe is never frowned upon at home. the line for a great cup of coffee is always shorter at home. Drizzles and sprinkles belong in a weather forecast, not coffee. Grabbing a cup of coffee shouldn't mean grabbing your car keys. Stay grounded at MaxwellHouse.com. Available at Discount Drug Mart.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey golfers, be sure to pick up your ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card backed by popular demand. Play several of Ohio's top golf courses all for $99. The ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card includes golf at Little Mountain, Fowler's Mill, Cumberland Trail, Sweetbriar, Shale Creek, The Quarry, and Raintree. Purchase your ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card at ESPNClevelandGolf.com. That's ESPNClevelandGolf.com. Cart fees not included. Quantities are limited. Some restrictions apply.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-2890. That's 1-800-922-2890.
It's a Football Wednesday. Vic Carucci with you right here, as we always are, on Cleveland Browns Daily in this time slot, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans, look into locking your seats for the 2013 season today. Place deposits for new 2013 season tickets and receive great benefits, including your choice of the best available seats. I think I've read this enough that I could get it right. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. This segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. He is the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, joining us now. And Jim, like the rest of us, we're kind of keeping track of the comings and goings of this coaching search. And it's been, I want to use the word wild, but that's really not appropriate, because you don't really know how it's gone on, because it's been kept cloistered. It's very much a behind the closed doors process, but we are hearing dribs and drabs of reports of who the Browns are looking to talk to or have talked to. And it's an interesting list, but as this goes on, it still looks like that guy, I'm sure, is out there, but this team is being very methodical in the process.
Well, it looked like it was going to be very fast, Vic. I mean, it really did. I mean, last weekend it looked like we were going to have a very quick decision and that the Browns might have their coach announced before anybody else had their coach announced after that very, very busy Black Monday, where so many teams decided to make changes. When that did not happen then, we went into a situation where it kind of came out that the Browns were going to reboot and kind of take a look at everything and start all over again, and that's exactly what they have done so far. And I think everybody is edgy and probably wants a quick decision, but more importantly, if you can get by that, I mean, you want it to be the right decision.
Yeah, I think the quickness of it doesn't really, to me, matter if you're going about it the right way as far as staying true to your profile, to that criteria that you heard Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner talk about, the strong leader, the disciplined guy, the organized guy, and on and on. And all those things, the toughness, the tough-mindedness. I think when you're seeking those specific qualities, it makes sense to go through your list, whatever that list is, and then judge, when it's all said and done, line them up next to each other. Okay, who has the edge based on these qualities, and then whatever else you want to put into the mix.
Yeah, and the other thing that's interesting, Vic, is that I don't think I've seen an off season and a coaching search season, and that's what this has become now, that has been so prone to go to the college game to interview people. I mean, really, college coaches have really been kind of kept in their category of college coaches. And if you're a college coach, you look for another college coaching job.
Right.
But you don't get into the NFL. But that was not the case, certainly, last weekend. I mean, you had Chip Kelly, you had Doug Marrone, you had everybody still wondering what was going to go on with Nick Saban. You had Bill O'Brien at Penn State. Was he going to leave Penn State after a very successful 1 year in Happy Valley? So I have never seen that in a long time, where the college coach has become back in play to come into the NFL.
Yeah, and that either says a lot about the talent of college coaching. Maybe it doesn't speak so well of the available talent among NFL coaching, although I don't necessarily believe that. I think there is an effort made by teams, and I think a good one, to kind of seek the fresh ideas and the fresh faces. And let's face it, the college game, the way coaches coach at the collegiate level now in football, is not that different than what we see in the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are seeing more of the college game creep into the NFL, and in very successful measures. I mean, only last weekend, I mean, you're watching Russell Wilson and Seattle run what looks like a very, an offense that you see in a lot of stadiums on a Saturday afternoon during the fall. You're watching RG3 and the Redskins, and we saw it here in Cleveland, although not in its true form because he didn't play here that day, but we saw it happen there. We will see Bill Belichick use a form of what we see the Oregon Ducks run on Saturday afternoons out in Eugene. I mean, it really is apparent that, the college game is creeping in to the games on Sunday, and so maybe the thinkers on Saturday are going to get into the game on Sunday.
Now, that said, so if you scratch off Chip Kelly because he went back to to Oregon and decided he wasn't going to make the jump to the NFL, to Cleveland, or anywhere else, you scratch off Doug Marrone from Syracuse because he accepts the job with Buffalo, you scratch off Bill O'Brien because he's staying at Penn State, you scratch off Nick Saban because he couldn't have been more definitive in his sense of, I want to stay at the college level. I know I want nothing more with the NFL. And he couldn't have, he was chapter and verse
in
pointing out all the reasons why he didn't want to make that move. And that's fine. I respect that. So if we do that, then I would think the search for the Browns and for the other team seeking head coaches is confined to those in the league or who had been in the league. And in specifically in the Browns case, it's been an interesting and varied cast. If you bring in a name like Mark Trestman, who from the Montreal Alouettes, but with ample NFL experience behind him. I mean, he's a guy, if you're looking for that real technical presence on your offense, a guy who I think could work with a quarterback and just work with all positions in general to make them technically better, that's the kind of guy who can do that.
Yeah, if you were telling me, Vic, that you were going to bring Mark Trestman in here and he was going to take over Brandon Whedon and Colt McCoy or anyone else that you're going to have in your quarterback room, I'm all in. I really am. I think that's a very interesting move. It's a very progressive move. It's a very probably filled with some successes, too, because I think he is an offensive guy, and he's a quarterback maker.
Right.
I think he polishes a quarterback off. I mean, he obviously runs it almost as a business now, getting a kid ready for workouts and for the NFL draft. I'm a little, wondering about the whole head coaching thing. Mm. Just in his demeanor. I mean, I know Mark from his time here in Cleveland, and he's a real kind of cerebral guy. Kind of a thinker, an analytical guy, a guy that really taught quietly rather than, what they had kind of laid out in that Monday press conference of what they wanted. Not that they want a yeller and a screamer, but a real strong, leader. I think Mark's leadership might be more passive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, and that's another thing to look at, and that's, I guess, something you've got to glean when you get a chance to meet someone face-to-face. Another name, Bruce Arians, for all the impressive work he did with the Indianapolis Colts, and more so because he did it under such duress, coming in there in place of Chuck Pagano, who's battling leukemia, and who comes back at the end of the year. But it really was Bruce Arians' influence on Andrew Luck and on that offense in general, and his play calling and the smoothness with which he was calling plays and the timing that he would have certain plays called that I know, talking to a lot of people in Indianapolis, was really the key to the Colts' ability to make the playoffs.
Yeah, never more so, Vic, than in the game against the Browns that day.
Yeah.
If you remember, the Browns had played very well the week before, had won, I believe, against Cincinnati. We're going down to take on the Colts that Sunday. Indianapolis was ripped apart with injuries. They had a lot of injuries. They didn't know if they had a healthy running back going into the game.
Right.
And I always felt he had the Browns on their heels that day, especially in the first half where, you know, the Browns looked very unsettled that day. And that was what Bruce Arians, I think, really did. When he's really working, I think that, you know, when he did it with the Steelers, I mean, as their offensive coordinator, he always had you a little bit on your heels that you didn't know, were you going to play Steeler football that day or was he going to open it up and, you know, start throwing 70-yard bombs and beat you that way? So he always had you on your heels. He was a very good guy here, I thought, when he was with Butch Davis. He's an intriguing guy. He probably deserves a head coaching job. He really does, I think, for his work.
Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yeah, and he wants it now. This is his time. This is his shot. Now, he's about 60 years old, and I don't think, realistically, if nothing occurred for him now or if he didn't pursue it now, he would never get that chance.
Yeah.
So I think he knows he's got a strike now.
Throw another thing out at you that interests me about him, and I'm sure it comes up in these interviews, Vic, is you have to ask these guys who have not been head coaches before. Now, Bruce coached at Temple, but, you know, can you get a staff?
Hmm.
And I'm sure that's important with those college coaches. What kind of staff are you going to be able to get?
Right.
Now, I would think that Bruce Arians would say, you know what, I can get a staff. In fact, I can go right over to Pittsburgh and probably get a couple of assistant coaches over there. And what about Bruce Arians how helpful would he be if you were going to get into the Mike Wallace sweepstakes in free agency, that Wallace might find a friend in his former offensive coordinator in Bruce Arians? Those are some of the things that he might be able to put as chips out on the table when you're talking to him in an interview process.
I think that's a great point, because that's what you are looking for with a coach,
sure,
is that sphere of influence that he could have around the league based on his previous stops. Other names that have been tossed around that we've heard, of course, Ken Wisenhunt from the Cardinals, and he's an obvious guy that you look at, led his team to a Super Bowl. Another NFC coach, former NFC coach who led his team to a Super Bowl, Lovie Smith for the Bears. And you almost wonder why Lovie Smith wasn't the same slam dunk kind of pick the way Andy Reid was.
Absolutely.
Because I think he's done an excellent job there in Chicago, a 10-win season. And there are a lot of folks who've been asking me, and I'll ask you the same question, is that, you know, what are we missing? Because the guy certainly has been a presence in this league, and he's well-respected in this league as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't. And I think that, you know, when they've had a tough year, it's been because it's really been because of injuries. I mean, they've really been wiped out a couple of times. I mean, you know, this year a little bit, but definitely last year when Cutler went down and was injured, I mean, they had no quarterbacks. And isn't that really what it comes down to in a lot of these situations?
Yeah.
Do you have a quarterback? Ken Wisenhunt, when he had Kurt Warner, I mean, he went to the Super Bowl. They were rolling. When their quarterback situation really kind of became a cloud of mystery, Kevin Cobb and Skelton and all these guys, Matt Leinart and all these guys out in Arizona, that's when all of a sudden Ken Wisenhunt became a little bit more vulnerable. But you know, he was brilliant and a tough guy when they were rolling. And you got to wonder about the same thing with Lovie Smith.
Yeah.
I really thought when Lovie Smith's Bears were all put together, I thought that they were a Super Bowl contender coming out of the NFC.
No, I think you're right.
So I don't know why. I wouldn't be afraid of Lovie Smith, I'll tell you.
No,
I think he's a heck of a coach.
Not at all. And other names, and again, these are all via reports. The Browns aren't going out there and confirming or saying anything about who's in their plans or who's not in their plans or who they plan to interview. I think that you'll hear from Jimmy Haslam, their owner, and Joe Banner, their CEO, when a guy is named. And I think that's the only time we're going to hear from them along the way. But Rob Chudzinski's name has been brought up, and that's a guy who, of course, was here as an offensive coordinator.
And red hot one year when they went 10-6 and made Derek Anderson a Pro Bowler and got squeezed out a 1,300-yard rushing season on a one-year contract with Jamal Lewis. But it was the evolution of Braylon Edwards and Kellen Winslow with Joe Juravicius in there, and the Browns could score points and should have made the playoffs that year. Chudzinski was never hotter than that season. And it was a real thought, Vic, that he was going to end up as the Ravens head coach.
Right.
He was scheduled to go for an interview, but then the Browns perked up his contract. And I think, you know, there was a point in time where Rob probably thought he might be the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
But then the next year it all fell apart. Everything that was so great in the 10-6 year was so bad the next year. And, of course, that staff got blown apart.
But he is a guy who you want to talk about aggressive offensive mentality.
Yes.
And a guy who wants to work
fault,
that passing game. And maybe
yeah.
to a fault.
To
you're
fault,
right.
Because yeah.
there has to be some balance with that. Okay, talked about that. We are going to have another segment with you, Jim, because we want to talk about in our continuing series of positional reviews on the Browns, the defensive line, a whole lot to get into there. He is Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I'm such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history. Plus, they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
And it happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings. Voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube. And every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
Great times, great food, back to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Chest congestion is awful, and it's even worse when it comes with a cough or stuffed up nose. That's why Mucinex has maximum strength tablets for more than just chest congestion. Mucinex DM also relieves coughs, and Mucinex D also relieves nasal congestion. Maximum strength Mucinex tablets go to work fast and provide long-lasting relief. Only Mucinex fights your symptoms for up to 12 hours with one dose. Mucinex in, Mucinex out. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Use as directed.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Alarm Force has the best value for all of your home security needs. Only Alarm Force has no charge live two-way voice with every alarm system. Installation, activation, and warranty are also no charge and only $25 a month for monitoring. Call Alarm Force today.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Every day is a snow day at Seven Springs Mountain Resort. Seven Springs features 33 pristine slopes and trails, the number one rated parks and pipe on the East Coast, the largest snow tubing park in the region, the best variety of off-mountain activities, and so much more. The Winter Family Memories Package starts at $299 per person. Best of all, kids 11 and under are free. For more information, visit the7springs.com. Seven Springs Mountain Resort, where every day is a snow day.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
Hey, golfers, be sure to pick up your ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card, backed by popular demand. Play several of Ohio's top golf courses, all for $99. The ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card includes golf at Little Mountain, Fowler's Mill, Cumberland Trail, Sweetbriar, Shale Creek, The Quarry, and Raintree. Purchase your ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card at ESPNClevelandGolf.com. That's ESPNClevelandGolf.com. Cart fees not included. Quantities are limited. Some restrictions apply.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this Football Wednesday edition. And we continue our series of positional reviews from the 2012 season. Today we're going to take a look at the defensive line, and Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, still with us to talk about that position. And Jim, it was really the highlight of the defensive performance of the Browns, that group, the way it played, especially the story of the youth, the infusion of youth with John Hughes and Billy Winn, and how that changed the whole dynamic, because all of a sudden this became a team that could attack opponents with defensive line waves.
Oh, absolutely. And they became deep, and I think a lot of people wondered how good were they going to be and how deep could they be. They only kind of, you know, really waded in the pool in free agency, but they came out with two very useful players, Jaquay Parker, Frosty Rucker, and they specifically, you know, wanted them on the ends, and that's what they got from them. But the key was going to be, were they going to be able to hit on John Hughes and Billy Winn? And yeah, they really did. And then you add that to Phil Taylor, and you needed these kids to come in and play right away because Taylor was out and really, you know, missed half of the season with that pectoral injury. So you needed those guys to come in and play in a hurry, and they did, and they teamed up with Reuben, and they played very, very well. But then when they finally all got together, and Sheard became a better player,
right,
and Taylor was doing his thing, and Reuben was doing his thing, I mean, it was a beautiful, it really was, and I'm not kidding, it was a beautiful thing to watch how fresh they were,
yeah,
always, and how, you know, they weren't dying in the fourth quarter because they were playing so many snaps because the rotation was in and out.
It worked, and you know, I think it became an even better coup for this team to draft Hughes and Winn when we found out what happened with Phil Taylor, that mm-hmm. pectoral injury that he suffers in the offseason. And you weren't, you know, banking on him, of course, to be out for half the year, but that's what happened. And I think the great part of Phil Taylor is when he comes back fresh, and you can see the difference that he made immediately once he got in the lineup. The sad part was what this team missed in a player that I think made tremendous development between years one and two in terms of his serious-mindedness about the game, getting his head into the study of videotape, into studying other defensive tackles. He told me that he really looked at Warren Sapp tape and saw how Warren Sapp did things, really studied Vince Wilfork and picked up a lot of things from there. And, of course, he's got Ataba Rubin next to him and learned a lot from that. He really put his head into it. You could see a more assertive guy because right, as a rookie in 2011, he was a quieter player, didn't really say a whole lot. Now you felt that, you know, he was a real presence and a part of this line. And, you know, I think when you combine that with the youth that's there, this is about as bright a looking spot as the Browns have.
Yeah, and the other thing, Vic, because you play in this division and you play these guys twice a year, suddenly they could go in there and they could trade punches with the Steelers, Bengals, and Ravens defensively.
Yeah.
Suddenly you weren't getting pushed around. You weren't going to have a huge offensive day because your defense was going to lag around. I mean, I really think that defensively they played really well against Cincinnati, even down in Cincinnati that day. Remember, a punt return kind of turned that game around against them. They played very, very well against Pittsburgh in both games and got the one here in Cleveland in their signature win of the year, forcing 8 turnovers. And they were right there with the Ravens in both of those games, that Thursday night game over there and the game here in Cleveland. And that, to me, is the most encouraging thing, that because you're going to have to win inside that division, playing those teams twice each year, you're going to have to really do it against them. I think that suddenly they took a big leap, I think, this year.
Oh, there's no question. And if you look at the rest of this group, again, I mentioned Ataba Rubin, who also had a little problem with injury, but still the steady force that he was in the middle. And then you saw, and you pointed this out earlier, you saw how much better people on the outside were able to perform because of the work being done inside, that they never really suffered a major drop-off with anyone on the inside. So Jabal Sheard in year two didn't have the prolific sack numbers, Jimmy, but I thought was a much more complete player than he was in 2011 as a rookie.
Yeah, because you got to play the run.
Yeah.
You have to play the run. He was all,
especially in this division.
Yeah, and in this division you got to do it. And he was really all pass rush in his rookie year, and he was really trying to learn it. Remember, they just put him on the one side because he had to play on that side. And, you know, as you pointed out to me when we were talking about this, you know, Sheard also had to overcome an injury coming out of Pitt and coming into the NFL. But the other thing was that, remember, he was sitting at like one sack for a long chunk of the season.
Yes.
And boy, once that defensive line got straightened out, then suddenly his numbers just burst, and he had a real strong finish to the year. Boy, if he could play over in Heinz Field a couple of times a year, he really gets revved up to play over there.
He does.
He really gets revved up to play against the Steelers.
As a Pitt guy, and you're right, he came out of Pitt, had to have elbow surgery, so he really couldn't do any lifting in his rookie offseason, and then you have a lockout, so that mm-hmm. further damages the ability to do much to enhance your game. And once he got into this offseason in prepping for the 2012 campaign, now he's lifting. Now he got his bench work up to like 400 pounds, he was telling me, and focused on being a better run player. And I think that started to come around for him. And then on the opposite side, it helped having Frosty Rucker. It helped having Jaquay Parker, because I don't know that the Browns got any spectacular acquisition in either one of those players, but they were both solid, and I think they were good influences on younger players. They bring a certain work ethic with them, especially Jaquay Parker, 12 years in this league, and he brings it. I remember hearing from Eric Winston, the Kansas City Chiefs offensive tackle, telling me after that game, after the Browns-Chiefs game, how amazed he was that Parker kept bringing it on every play, you know, in his 12th season. So I think that was a good thing. And but I also think, too, that as you look at the position, if you have if you had that other dominant edge rusher, a dominant edge rusher, maybe that's a guy that comes out of this draft, how much better this group will be overall.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, and remember now, they had 38 sacks. And the sign of a really good team, especially a 4-3 team, is when you can get it from your defensive line. You know, when you're not counting on safeties blitzing all the time to come up with sacks, when you're not, you know, selling the house out to get the pressure, but you can contain it with that front four and get it from those guys. Those really good teams in the playoffs, the Giants when they've won Super Bowls, Carolina that one year when they got to the Super Bowl, they really had it, even Green Bay when they got there. You know, they get it from the front. They're not, because you want to be able to play the field.
Yeah.
But when you give up and sell through, you know, you're exposing yourself in some areas. You're taking a guy and you're going to hope that he gets there. But the Browns didn't have to do that this year, and I thought it helped them.
Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we review the play of the Browns defensive line. And I think the other thing to look at is the versatility that this team has in a guy like Billy Winn. I mean, what a special player. You bring a guy like that, a lower-round pick, who you have modest expectations for, and all of a sudden, he's an impact guy. He's showing supreme athleticism. I mean, he can move around well. He's strong. Ultimately, Jim, I look at him and probably see him more as an end than an inside guy. But I guess, you know, you've got to keep your mind open with him, that he could do both. And you see a guy like J.J. Watt from Houston and the impact that he has as both an inside and an outside player on the D-line. I mean, that's the guy that I think Billy Winn, I don't know if he'll be that good or that dominant, but I think he could be that kind of player, don't you think?
Well, when you look at him, and I'm talking about just physically, he looks like that kind of a player. Yeah. I mean, he's more streamlined. I mean, when you look at John Hughes, you look at a big-chested, barrel-chested, big guy on the inside that's going to really, you know, get in those wars in there.
Yeah, you know where he belongs.
Absolutely. You know, he goes right out to
space
that position.
Heater.
Billy Winn is that kind of guy, and I think that he's very intriguing. He's the kind of guy now, Vic, that in this new age of television and everybody being televised, and Boise State, you know, all of us watching Boise he stayed on those late Friday night games. On the blue field, we got to look at him more so than we probably normally would have. And, you know, so he wasn't completely foreign to us, but you're right. To get him where they got him in the draft and then to get out of him what they got out of him this year, it looks like a very bright future.
Yeah, I think so for him for sure, and also for John Hughes. And I think the other thing that happens, and we'll see how the coaching situation plays out, because this is the other place I want to go with this discussion, is that the future of this D-line, I mean, if you just go with the talent itself, you can say, hey, there's talent here, there's a lot to work with. Wonder if that influences how the next head coach of the Browns views the scheme that he wants to bring in, because you go with a 4-3 because you believe you've got much more depth at that line position than you do at linebacker. You're stronger there. It stands to reason. And if you're the opposite, if it's a 3-4 and you're linebacker heavy, then okay, then you're a linebacker-driven defense. This is a line-driven defense by far. And yes, that can change after a draft. That can change in free agency somewhat. But I think at the core, that's what this team is. And it's about attacking in waves. It's about having guys that are well-rested late in the game. So as I look at it, I would almost think that it would be an attractive thing when a coach, a potential hire for a head coach of this team, studies the Browns roster. That's one of the things that's got to jump out at him.
I think so, and it was always made me a little uncomfortable late in the year when Dick Geron would meet with the media on Thursdays for the upcoming game, and when people started to cite that there was probably going to be change coming here, and, you know, would ask even Dick Geron and say, could you ever see this team shifting to a 3-4? And he said, well, maybe you could do this and you could do that, but they are what they are right now.
Yeah.
That coulda, woulda, shoulda, you know, is difficult when you have it in front of you,
yeah.
And why not let that grow now? I mean, you're right. I mean, they are a 4-3 team. They're built to be a 4-3 team right now, and if you tweak them at linebacker, well, suddenly now, you know, up front, you're going to be very, very good.
And I think when you're looking at Phil Taylor and you look at John Hughes and Billy Winn, I mean, those three guys, you're talking about a second-year guy and Taylor who will be a third-year guy in 2013, and the other two who will be going into their second NFL season. They're players that are going to be, I think, outstanding or strong players for years to come. So, you know, it's hard for me to want to give up on that stock. That's
yeah.
a stock that's going to rise.
You know, and another name, Vic, that they kind of, you know, pulled out of the hat just before the start of the regular season was when they picked up that kid, Ishmaili Kitchen.
Yes.
Who played
yes.
really well for them. I mean, yeah. really played very, very well for them. And when we really saw him play well was when Taylor was out.
Right.
Because they needed a little help there. He comes in the first week and he's
yeah.
playing.
Yeah.
And he's playing very well.
Yeah, and you ask other players on that line, and they always bring him up. Phil Taylor, especially. Well, he calls him the Big Kitchen. He says, "Yeah, when the Big Kitchen's in there, he says we're a better front."
Yeah.
And you know,
well, Phil would know a Big Kitchen.
He would.
Yeah.
He's visited many a Big Kitchen.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff, Jim. We appreciate it, and we will talk to you again soon.
Looking forward to it, Vic.
He is the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stop the car! Your oil change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What, no car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights,
Vermilion. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings. Voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks, and drafts. All served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube. And every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
For your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Why do tire stores advertise one price and charge you another? They can't mount the tires without balancing and valve stems, so why don't they give you those free? It's time for a change. NTB introduces Ready to Roll. The lowest price plus all the extras at no extra charge. Every tire, every brand. Yokohama, BF Goodrich, Pirelli, and more. Even Michelin and Goodyear. It's the lowest install price on tires, guaranteed. Mounting, included. Balancing, included. Valve stems, included. Free flat repair, included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. NTB's Ready to Roll is the best value on the road. Mounting, balancing, valve stems, free flat repair, all included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. At NTB, you're ready to roll even on our $39.99 tires. Drive in or schedule service at ntb.com. State mandated fees may apply.
Sunnyside Audi is Cleveland's only 5-year in a row Magna Society dealer. With over 150 years combined Audi sales and service staff, Sunnyside Audi has the J.D. Power highest customer satisfaction of Audi dealers in Ohio. Check out their great selection of new and certified pre-owned Audis. located off I-71 and Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights, with extended sales and service hours Monday and Thursday night and Saturday. Now offering a complimentary car wash, loaner, and valet service. East Side, West Side. It's always Sunnyside. SunnysideAudi.com.
Well, enjoying the fact that I'm getting to hang out with you on this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We just discussed with Jim Donovan the defensive line position, a review of how that spot went through the 2012 season. As a continuation of that, we got a little conversation, just a few thoughts from one of the stalwarts on that D-line, second-year defensive end Jabal Sheard. So we asked Jabal what stood out to him about the position group as a whole.
This year, we kind of became closer, like as a defensive line. We had older guys in there that knew a lot about the game and that was very wise, and I mean that was experienced and really helped out in the when we were watching film, and just dropped a lot of knowledge on a very young defensive line.
And in continuing this conversation, talk to Jabal about, was there a single play or plays during the 2012 season that he made that stood out to him?
Sacking Big Ben twice in the last game. I was back in Pitt, and pretty sure everybody in Pitt was watching. And I'm not happy we lost, but just the fact that I got to sack him twice was big. Third down, I know I got the dudes back deep. I got Joe back there covering hard. I got Bus back there covering hard. And, we got to get there. And I know everybody on the front four is like a race to the quarterback. Before the play, we like, I meet you back there, party at the quarterback. So, yeah. You know, it's kind of that adrenaline is running and everybody's pumped to get back there. And, you just don't want to lose the race.
Yeah, party at the quarterback. Love that. All right. And then the next question for Jabal Sheard is how he intends to spend this offseason.
Definitely get some rest. In the first 2 weeks, just massages and just enjoying time with my son and with my family. And from there, I got to start back a little early this year with all the change going on and just being hungry, man, and going ahead and have to prove myself again and just doing all that. Yeah, I usually work out down at Pete Bomarito down there in Miami. It's a few guys over there that. I don't know if anybody from the Browns really came down there. Carl Mitchell, I was here last year, is actually down there, but I don't know if it's too many guys. But that's right there in my hometown. That's right there where I stay. So that's kind of like, perfect for me almost. And, usually I stop at my high school, work out sometimes there, and just the younger guys that, drop some inspiration and knowledge on them and just get them motivated. A couple guys talking about coming down to Miami and maybe hanging out and hopefully sometime during the Super Bowl, we could hook up as a defensive line. We planned on it and just getting together, for one last, hooray.
All right. So some thoughts from Jabal Sheard on how things are going to be handled this offseason. And that's the thing. There's uncertainty not only with all of us just kind of looking at, okay, who will be the next coach? Who will be the next GM or director of player personnel, which would be the spot that would be filled after the head coach hiring, according to the plans that Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner laid out about 10 days ago. So we'll see where it goes from here. And again, the players, as anxious as anyone, to know who the next guy will be and what their role will or won't be going forward with the Browns. In Sheard's case, a defensive line, again, talking about this with Jim Donovan a little bit earlier in the show, the influence of the new coach's philosophy, whether it's sticking with a 4-3 or switching to a 3-4, I would imagine my gut, my sense tells me the wisdom of a new coach, of a new hire, would be, okay, you've got all this 4-3 personnel. You've got this plethora of defensive linemen on this football team. And that you would at least, if you're transitioning to something else, at least keep the components of the 4-3 there. You can do that. You can pull that off. That's legitimate, and I've seen that happen before, and it can happen successfully, again, with the right people and right pieces in place. Okay, going to answer more of your questions and your comments. Going to address those in the Ask Vic segment of this show, the show being Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. About 2 minutes. That's coming up next on ESPN 850 WKNO.
I'm such a such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history, plus they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
And it happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings. Voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks, and drafts. All served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube. And every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
Great times, great food. That's too quick to Steak and Lube.
71 degrees, please.
73 degrees, please.
When it comes to keeping your home warm this winter, what's your perfect degree of comfort? We'll help you find it with a new Rheem heating system that'll keep you warm, save on energy costs, and may qualify for utility rebates and tax credits.
72 degrees and I'm in heaven.
Get professional service on all brands of equipment. Call Hagen Heating and Plumbing, your local Rheem contractor. Call 330-935-2624 today.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hear that?
It's time. Time for the 37th annual Ohio RV Super Show. Wednesday, January 9th through Sunday the 13th at the IX Center. Tent campers, travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, even big diesel pushers. Come see the latest models and floor plans. There's over 600 brand new RVs on display from the area's top RV dealers, all in one convenient location and all at the lowest show prices as dealers go head-to-head for your business. And folks, there's even low show financing at the lowest rates of the year. Plus, backed by popular demand, Brian and Brody with his green RVing tips and special survivor seminars and great entertainment by the hastily assembled bluegrass band. The 37th annual Ohio RV Super Show. It's fun for the whole family and it's still the largest indoor RV show in the country. Wednesday, January 9th through Sunday the 13th at the IX Center. Check our website at ohiorvshow.com for complete details. Plus, get weekday discount coupons at your local participating RV dealers or also on our website at ohiorvshow.com. Then come for the selection, come for the value, and come for the fun.
Do you need cash fast? Have you even considered one of those two-week payday advance loans because you think there's no other option? Well, here's some good news. Western Sky Financial can lend you up to $10,000, even if your credit's not perfect, and the money can be in your bank account in hours. That's right. We can loan you up to $10,000 with just your signature and some simple paperwork. It's fast and easy, and there's no collateral required. Yes, the money's a little expensive, but it's a lot cheaper than a payday loan, and you can get enough cash to take care of some bills and have enough left to make a difference. And you can make monthly payments or repay at any time because there's never a charge for paying your loan back early. So if you need up to $10,000 by tomorrow, call Western Sky at 855-759-1224. That's 855-759-1224.
Subject to credit approval. Western Sky is owned by an individual member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe and is a Native American business operating within the exterior boundaries of the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation.
That's 855-759-1224.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you. Your questions, your comments that you've submitted to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. You've emailed us at daily@clevelandbrowns.com. There is a voicemail component to this whole thing, too. You can leave those messages or questions at 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-24. 5-9. And the coaching search dominates certainly all of your comments and questions. Surprise. Jake from Twitter. I would be pumped if the Browns can land Bruce Arians as their next head coach. I like Arians. It doesn't mean I really dislike anybody else, but I do feel he makes a lot of sense because of what he brings as both someone who understands offense in general, the passing game in particular, quarterbacks very specifically, how he brought along a young Andrew Luck in Indianapolis and did his part in major ways to make him an effective player, not only in, as we discussed with as I discussed with Jim Brown, as the two of us discussed a little Jim Donovan a short while ago. I don't know why I just saw Brown's name on something else I was looking at here, but we discussed how Arians, what his impact was, and it's the play calling too. It's that feel, that rhythm thing that really good play callers have. And in his case, this goes back to previous stints that he had. Pittsburgh Steelers, worked well there with Ben Roethlisberger. Just finds that chemistry. And, you know, if you talk to Big Ben, I mean, he's not been the same since Arians left him. And, of course, he's got some history here with the Browns. But I think at this stage of his career, he would never be more ready to make that jump. And he proved, just working under extremely difficult circumstances in Indianapolis, just taking over that team under those conditions with Chuck Pagano having to take that leave while he battled leukemia. And Arians, you know, it's awkward. And think about that. The balance of being, you go there as the offensive coordinator. The head coach has this illness that he has to deal with. And it's, you know, it's a very pressure pack, and you're just stepping into it. It's just starting. And you got the number one overall pick, and you've got a football team that hasn't even bought into the full direction yet of the new head coach, the guy who came along from Baltimore to lead the team. And here you are as the, you know, as the offensive coordinator and then slash the interim guy, and you're trying to find your way. And they gravitated to him. He did a tremendous job. There was no denying it. I mean, he did it humbly. I mean, he turned the reins right back over, as he obviously had to, but did in such a graceful way. I just like the way he handled every bit of that situation. So he would be a guy to look at in my mind too. Yeah, I like Bruce Arians when he's dealt with some health issues most recently. I think a inner ear infection, a bad one. He dealt with a bad case of flu that put him in the hospital on Sunday's game for Sunday's game against Baltimore. How much did that affect the Colts that day? You wonder. Gary from Twitter, he says, break the bank if you have to. Easy for you to say, Gary. It's not your bank. Break the bank if you have to, but get Bill Cowher on the sidelines. Well, I would say this. I'm pretty sure this is just an opinion, not been privy to any inside knowledge on this one. I'm pretty sure when it comes to bank breaking, or better put, the amount of resource financially to make this hire, that's there would be nothing holding back Jimmy Haslam as the owner of this team, Joe Banner as the CEO of this team, if they felt they had the guy that they wanted, and that, you know, the price to get him was X. Now, you don't pay or spend crazily in this if you don't have to. You spend what the market requires you to spend to get the guy. And just coaxing, if the whole reason Bill Cowher, for instance, were to want to leave CBS to come back to coaching, and I know there have been reports out there about that, and knowing Bill reasonably well myself, just separate from everything, both as a coach and dealt with him quite a bit during his media work over the past over the multiple years that he's been with CBS in their studio show, that, you know, if money's the only attraction to come back, then that's not the reason for the team, not talking about Cowher, but the team, to want him back. And his motivation for coming back, if I just think at this stage and what he's got going for himself personally, family-wise, whatever, he would need a compelling reason, but the reason just can't have the most zeros behind it. It will matter, but if it's all he's about, and you figure that out as the hiring party, as the Browns, for instance, then be leery of that. You want him coming back. What does he want to come back to contribute to do? What's his vision, and what's his perspective? And I would think it's been enhanced, actually, by his broader view of the league. I think a lot of times guys benefit from that. And Carol wants to know from Twitter, will the Browns land a decent coach? Yeah, I think decent will happen, Carol, at the minimum. And that's not what they're after. They're after a lot better than decent, but I hear what you're saying as a figure of speech. Will they get this right? Yes, I'm very confident that this is going to happen, it's going to happen in a good way. We want to thank Jim Donovan and Jabal Sheard. We want to thank Paul Taylor and Drew Boatner. We want to thank Joe Meadows. And we want to thank our producer tonight, Emmett Golden, for his great work. We appreciate it, Emmett. And we will be back with you again tomorrow. Sal Palantonio from ESPN joining us tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Force.